Southern California is not only a land of celebrities, it's a land of celebrity dog trainers. And now a new trainer is making his mark in that crowded field. He calls himself the Russian Dog Wizard. And as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, he speaks a special language the dogs seem to understand.
Meet Vlade Reutepel, trainer of dogs and their people.
Every leash has two ends. If you don't pick one end, somebody will pick another end. Today it's your dog, tomorrow it's your husband or kid, whosoever.
Some people think of Vlade as a sort of canine Dr. Phil.
My methods works with one stipulation, if the people works. The difficult part of my business is to put the owners on my side.
And more and more owners are on his side, pulled by the use of what Vlade calls doglish.
Oh, that's how canine mom is praising a child.
Vlade was born in Azerbaijan and grew up working with his grandfather, a biologist who specialized in animal behavior. That led to work with the Soviet government as a dog trainer. American dogs, he says, are treated vastly differently from the ones he knew in Europe.
I do believe dogs must be treated and can be treated as the humans. But before you must treat them as the dogs. And even if you want to treat them as the humans, we humans pee and poop in one place. Why your dog should pee and poop all over the world?
Good question. I wanted to see how this self-proclaimed Russian dog wizard gets a pooch to straighten up. So I followed him down to Orange County, where he did a follow-up visit to Ginger and Joel Oviatt and their Brittany Spaniel, Rova.
When the first time I came in this house, that dog was barking like a Russian AK-47 downtown Beirut. Now there is no barking. Hello!
Hi.
Well, maybe just a little barking. Vlade gives Ginger a refresher.
Okay, so your dog is barking, so you need to approach to the dog and snap the crate. Tell her, go ahead. Snap the crate.
After a little thump on Rova's crate, she gets it and settles right down. Then she's let out to greet the visitors. Ginger says she's noted a definite change in Rova since Vlade's visit.
The day after he left, the first lesson, it was a day and night difference.
No wild barking, no jumping on the sofa or on visitors. A calmer dog. Ginger says Vlade showed her how to verbally correct Rova using tone. What was that? That sharp sound does bring you up short. And tone, Vlade says, is what dogs understand. It's the basis of doglish. To illustrate, Vlade guides Ginger and her daughter Nancy in praising Rova in doglish.
Now say her, good girl.
Good girl.
High pitch, like a doggy mama. Good girl. See, you say, good girl, good girl in English. In doglish, the dog is hearing, oh, that's how canine mom is praising a child.
Maybe Vlade is the Russian dog wizard. It works. Rova is all ears and waggedy tail.
When I came to your home, what did I tell you?
That you were going to make sure that she was changed, and we were changed.
The Oviatts did their homework, and Rova is a changed canine. So Russian dog wizard is on to next problem dog. And on the way out, a little confession.
In general, if you want to know Vlade's opinion, people are crazy. Dogs are okay.
Or, as we'd say in doglish,
ruff.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
And you can see a video of the Russian dog wizard training his pups at the new npr.org.